The Art of Work, Sections 30 and 1. Today we are going to do things a bit different. In the past few months we've begun our reading from that day's section of Ecclesiastes, and then I've made a few notes. Today, however, we are in a unique place, for there's no 30th day in February, and we would miss Kohelet's great closing poem. So today I'm going to weave his closing remarks back onto the opening of the book, for this appears to be his intent. He closes with almost the exact same words that he opens the book with, and his writing creates one of those songs that never end. For he ends his writing with the futility of our human pursuits and opens with the same themes. For that final section of the book, the one about the conclusion of the matter being to fear God and keep his commandments, is actually written by someone else. So here is what I believe to be the true end of Kohelet's wisdom and its beginning, together as I believe he may have intended. Honor your Creator in your youth, before times of trouble stretch into years when you no longer find pleasure in living. When your eyesight fails and the sun, moon, and stars fade as if clouds have returned to a clear sky. When your hands tremble, your back is bent, and it is difficult to eat with so few teeth. When you gaze out the window, but your ears are deaf to the happy songs of the people on the street. When your own voice fails, yet it takes only a chirping bird to wake you from your sleep. When your fears grow stronger and you won't leave your house. When your hair turns white and the passions of your youth lie dormant and ineffective. Honor God before the day arrives when you pass on to your eternal home and mourners file past the place you used to live. Before the silver cord breaks and the golden lamp crashes to the floor. Before the well of life runs dry, its earthen vessel, broken and empty. For then the dust will return to the ground it came from, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Futile, completely futile, I say to you, everything we do is futile. For what do we gain from all the work at which we toil under the sun? A generation comes and a generation goes, but the earth is not changed. The sun rises, the sun sets, and then hurries back to where it rises again. The wind blows to the south and then turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. The streams all flow to the sea, and yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams came from, there they return again. Everything goes on in these endless cycles, and yet our mouths never tire of speaking, our eyes never finish looking, and our ears never get their fill of listening. How we live and work under the sun does not change. And even though people say things are different now, it was this way long before we were born. We have forgotten what happened before our time, and in the future the memory of what is taking place now will also vanish. Thank you for listening.